Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a $1.6 trillion spending plan that could keep the government open. CBS's Scott McFarlane has details.
This is some progress as Congress barrels towards two deadlines that could force a government shutdown, part of the government later this month, the rest in February. The negotiators for the Senate and House have agreed on the overall dollar amount to be spent in 2024, roughly $1.6 trillion, but they have to iron out some big wrinkles on what to spend the money on and potentially controversial policy riders.
President Biden says the deal moves the country one step closer to protecting important national priorities. Meanwhile, we're learning the White House and Pentagon leaders were kept in the dark for days over Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization on New Year's Day. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney weighed in on Face the Nation.
I think they've got some very serious explaining to do. I think that there's a real difference between public transparency and, you know, alerting the commander-in-chief to the fact that the Secretary of Defense is in the hospital.
We still don't know what's wrong with Austin, but the hospitalization apparently stems from complications from a previous medical procedure. The Israeli military says it has dismantled the military infrastructure of Hamas in northern Gaza and is now shifting its offensive to the south. The announcement comes as the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, heads to Israel for urgent diplomacy talks.
We continue to raise with Israel the need to do everything possible to facilitate the provision of humanitarian aid to Gaza. I will also raise the imperative of doing more to prevent civilian casualties.
That was during his stop in Qatar. Today, an airstrike killed two journalists near Rafah. Crews are clearing roads across the Northeast today, including Massachusetts, where at least one driver has died. Joe DeAngelis is a snowplow driver in Worcester.
Got to be careful and give the plows a chance to get their job done, and then the roads will be open up good. That's the key of it. Just give them a chance and everybody can make it home safe and everything.
Parts of the state got more than a foot of snow. And Hollywood's awards season kicks off tonight with the Golden Globes. Correspondent Danya Backus is in L.A., and she says celebrities will be well-fed tonight.
Chef Nobu Matsuhisa and his team of 25 experienced chefs are preparing to serve some of the biggest names in Hollywood.
This is like a Golden Globe, the biggest event in Los Angeles.
He gave a sneak peek of the planned dinner menu, including salmon tartare, sashimi salad, and a signature dish, black cod miso.
The show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Barbie leads the night with 9 nominations. Succession's got the most nods on the TV side. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, or you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate by First Weber. Sell your next home or buy your next home at MoveToMadison.com. Oh, we got a big show for you tonight, folks. Lots of things going on. We'll tell you all about it. And this band has a bunch of shows coming up that I'll tell you about after we do a double dip of Secret Menu. This is 18. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. again. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed. We became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. Right now, the future's telling me it's all forgiven. If our story has an ending, I don't like ignoring calls from my family and friends. They might not be there.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Secret Menu. The song is called Undeveloped. 818 before that. Secret Menu, they have a lot of stuff going on. They're going to be at the Company Brewing Company in Milwaukee doing a single release show with Well Plus Good, the Central Sonics, and Dank DeBose. That's at the Company Brewing on East Center Street. I'm sure you're familiar with that in Milwaukee on January 13th. Then they have shows in the Twin Cities, Chicago, back to Milwaukee, and a show here in Madison at the Nottingham Co-op on January 27th. And from personal experience, the shows at the co-ops here in Madison are off the hook sometimes. That's a good time.
You know, they're also going to be playing right here in the Lair, Jimmy.
That's right. They're coming up, February 17th.
February 17th.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to your Saturday evening here on Civic Media. It's Jimmy K and Rocker here playing original local music until midnight. Rocker, it's good to see you, man. How you been?
Pretty good, Jimmy. What's going on?
You know, I actually just cracked a cold one over here. We have a brand new beer sponsor, Rocker.
We do. We have a couple of new sponsors. Carbon 4 is helping us out. We have so many guests, and they need some refreshment. And Carbon 4 makes a slew of different beers that we're going to get to try. And Honeybee, Jimmy.
I remember those guys. They came in here. We chatted. We had some samples.
Drinks. Yeah. That's right. Well, we're back in sample land, Jimmy. Mm. And they have a new THC infused drink out. So it's hopefully we don't float away.
I'm currently enjoying this Midwesterly Pilsner from Carbon 4.
Yes. Keeping that is
it,
good.
I'm keeping it far away from the broadcast board. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to spill anything here. I'm being a good little guy here, but. This is a good beer, Rocker.
It's yummy, Jimmy. And yes, we have, you know, a lot of things going on tonight.
We do. We have a big show for the people tonight. Back-to-back guest all night long, Rocker. What's the lineup?
Well, first off is going to be Black Star Drumline's music director, Joey B. Banks. Yep, you know, his band, Rare Element, is playing. Well, he plays drums for Rare Element, and they're playing at Funkfest tonight at the Majestic Theater. So he's going to scoot over here after his sound check, and we're going to talk to him in a little while. And Sam Lyons, he's taken off. He's going to be moving to L.A., so we're going to talk to him during his last show here in Madison for at least a little while. And then Something to Do, Jimmy. They have released a new album actually yesterday, and Nathan Trednick and Megan Elise, the artist, are going to be in here talking to us about Something to Do's new album and release party coming up next week. And the German Art Students, a legendary band around Madison because they've been around for 27 years, and they have a show coming up, and we're going to hear about that and hear what's going on with them. And Live in the Lair with El Donk, another band, Jimmy, that has been around, you know, Something to Do since 2003 and El Donk since 1995. So like all the bands tonight have been around literally more than 25 years.
Yeah. Over 100 years of music experience in the studio tonight.
Bam.
If I'm doing my math incorrectly. I might be off for a year or two.
Does anyone have a calculator?
I'm rounding up to 100. And I got Max and Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. Of course, the Central Last Crack at 11. We would love for you to be part of our show. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. Hey, speaking of Funk Fest that Joey B. Banks is playing at tonight, the fest season is here from the Majestic and the High Noon. The Wisconsin Pop Fest is happening at the Majestic Theater. That's happening next weekend. It's featuring Tay and the Neighborly, Cat and a Hurricane, and the Astrometers. We're going to do some Cat and a Hurricane in just a couple of minutes, but I can't believe I haven't discovered this band until this week on my search for music.
Yeah.
They're so good, dude. Tay and the Neighborly on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yes.
Don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you to make.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. Cat and a Hurricane and Resonate. Tate and the Neighborly before that. Ooh, that was good stuff right there. I like that. Don't forget, they're part of the Wisconsin Pop Fest happening at the Majestic Theater next Saturday, January 13th. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr, I think she's off. She's at the Sylvie tonight for Joey's song, right, Rocker?
She has been doing the social media for Joey Song and working with Joey Song for the last couple of days. So, yeah.
Greetings to all of you heading over to the Sylvie for Joey Song tonight. It's going to be a great show, and it's a great benefit, too, to help epilepsy research and get rid of that horrible disease that we have here.
That's right, Jimmy. Yeah, I went there yesterday to the Sylvie. They had a press interview with all the kind of some of the stars that were playing. Butch Vig was giving a little speech, and it was pretty fun.
Cool.
It was a good time. And Charlie Behrens was there.
Charlie Behrens.
He was talking.
He cut a promo for Maxine Radio.
He did. He was there. I got to hang out with him for a minute. He was pretty cool. And he's really, you know, been helping out this cause as well. A lot of great stars there. A lot of local celebrities there as well. You know, a lot of people from Steely Dan I saw running around there playing with the Know-It-All Boyfriends. And,
yeah,
you know, just so many bands are partaking in this effort to raise awareness and money for this cause. And Mike Gummel, which we talked to on the radio, he was there. He was ecstatic and, you know, really good event.
It proves once again just how strong the community of music is here in Madison. And musicians and people want to help contribute to a cause, and they make it good.
Well, there's so many national stars, Jimmy.
That too.
They were coming from around the country, L.A. and all over the place, and, you know, staying here for 3-4 days to get this thing down. And, you know, nobody gets paid. It's all volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Good cause. Joey Song, look it up on Facebook. If you can't make the show tonight, if you want to contribute, I'm sure they'll take your donation. It'll go to a good cause for sure. We got Joey B. Banks. We're going to talk about Black Star Drumline in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, Sam Lyons has something to do. Right now, Jeff Clark is in the studio. He's helping us out with sound in the lair tonight with El Donk. Plus, he owns Green Delivery Service here in Madison. Jeff, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio once again, man.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I appreciate your help with running the sound in the lair. Much appreciated. I know Rocker loves it, too, because it gives him a chance to focus on the interview instead of what's happening on the soundboard.
I have free hands.
Free hands, right.
Well, that's kind of my bread and butter, so I'm happy to help.
Well, we're happy to have you. A Green Delivery Service, we're happy to have that as well. What's new? What's going on?
Okay, so what's new? All right, well, we've got a bunch of new products. We're going to start carrying edibles. So we've got chocolate bars that are 100 milligrams. We've got three different flavors. There's thin mint cookie, cookies and cream, and salted peanut butter banana crunch. I've sampled all three. They're incredible.
Wow.
We're also going to start carrying gummies as well. They're 10 milligrams Delta 9 to 20 milligrams CBD. And there's two flavors, just orange and blue raspberry. And coming Monday, we'll have a new flavor of flower in stock called Karma 2020, which is...
Karma 2020.
It's reportedly very skunky and funky. So check the website. greendeliveryservice.company.site. You can call me at 608-616-9918 or email at greendeliveryservicellc@gmail.com.
Super convenient. Go on the website. You pick out what you want. And, you know, someone shows up at your door a short time later delivering what you just ordered.
It's discreet delivery, discreet packaging, and we have a lot of flexible payment options. Google Pay, Apple Pay, credit card, debit card, cash. Basically everything under the sun. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
That's awesome. I love the business model. I love the delivery of weed here in Madison. It's completely legal.
It's 100% legal. And actually, Jimmy, we just expanded a little bit. So it's Madison and the surrounding areas. And now we're shipping to 41 states in the United States.
There you go. So if you're listening,
check it out.
If you're listening to us in Colorado.
Colorado, you can order Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, all these places. Hit me up.
GreenDeliveryService.company.site. Green Delivery Service, get your buds right now.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along with us, enjoying the local, original local music from Wisconsin. I said local twice there. I did that on purpose, Rocker. No, I didn't.
I love it, Jimmy.
We want you to be part of the show. You can give us a call right now, 844-967-2789. Call or text inside the Civic Media app, Rocker, and our guests love answering questions.
They do, Jimmy. Have them give us a call now. Joey B. Banks is one of the hardest walking drummers in Madison. Wait, did I just say hardest walking drummer? Yes, I did. As a young teenager, Joey Banks was walking and playing drums at the same time for the Madison Scouts, that famous drum and bugle corps from Madison. Joey has gone on to create an impressive career playing drums for dozens of bands, from Steely Dan, Honor Among Thieves to the Funky JBs. But Joey's other career is as a drum teacher, and many of his students join the award-winning performance group Black Star Drumline, a drumline of teenagers whose group have performed countless times at festivals, 4th of July parades, and even halftime for the Milwaukee Bucks. Black Star Drum Academy was founded by Joey in 2019, and it's a training program for youth who aspire to join the Black Star Drumline Performance Group. Here to tell us all about Drumline and Academy is director, teacher, and mentor Joey B. Banks. Joey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Joey. Rocker and Jimmy. Thanks for having me, guys.
Before you get into this, Rocker, yeah. I just got to point out, too, there's one other important fact about Joey B. Banks.
Yeah, what's that, Jimmy?
He has the two most amazing dogs ever.
Eddie and Gigi. And you're my dog sitter.
Oh, crossing streams here. I was just giving your dogs a shout out.
In another radio interview, I discovered you from another situation. I think it was a Max Inc. Radio. You guys
really?
had the special needs dog lady on there or something, and I heard about that. And
well, we love them.
And then we hired you. And
thank you.
You've been taking care of our dogs for a few years now. So
I appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
That's awesome. Every dog, you know, needs somebody good to take care of them. You know what I mean?
And it's I wore this shirt just for you, Joey, the Atwood Fest shirt.
Oh, nice.
Because, holy cow, man.
Yeah, last year's Atwood Fest was incredible. VO5, Steely Dan, crazy.
Oh, and
thousands.
This year may be better, but That's for another discussion. Before we get to Black Star Drumline, tell us a little bit about how you got into drums and your early years touring with the Madison Scouts.
So my grandmother, one summer sunny day in June, I think I was nine, just took my brother and I to the Coliseum. The Madison Junior Scouts were practicing, and she just kicked us in there. She dropped us off. She said, "You're doing this." And that was kind of the beginning of, and I didn't even play drums my first year. They made me, because I came in late, they made me a flag guy. I was a flag. So I was, you know.
And how old were you?
I was nine.
Okay.
So the next year I played single tenor, and that's when I started playing traditional and started learning how to play drums. And then the next year after that, I played snare. And then I just played snare pretty much all the way through the rest of my career with the organization, junior corps and senior corps both. And I marched till I was 20 years old, and didn't march my last year because I had a son. His name was Trevor Banks. I think might know that guy.
You might know.
And
what was it like marching in 90-degree, 80% humidity out in the fields with a big old drum on your...
You know, you get acclimated to the heat, and it's different heat because we're all over the country playing, you know, sure, rehearsing in heat. But my first year was 14 with the senior corps, and I remember, you know, specifically the East Coast tour where we went to Boston and New York and Montreal and Toronto, Canada, and... You know, they would just, back in those days, they just, you got a free day. They just drop you off in the middle of New York City, and they say, be back by midnight. The bus is right here. And that, you know.
There's a subway token
for you. Well, no subways. Oh. It was a pretty cool experience touring and playing in front of thousands of people. The show is just really like an underground, like secret activity, but the crowds are incredible. Like you playing in front of thousands of people every show. So that part of it, like I don't, people ask me, do you ever get nervous for shows? I'm like, no, I've played in front of a few thousand people over the years, and
you're used to it.
I just don't get nervous playing in front of people. But yeah, that was, my grandmother kicked us in. And then I later found out, Rocker, that her brother was the first drum major for Madison Scouts ever.
Oh, wow.
So I was really like part of, like a drum corps history that I didn't even know about.
You were almost destined to do it.
Yeah, I was born into it. And my grandmother's brother, E.B. Matthews, was the first drum major for Scouts in 1938. So,
wow.
Yeah, right. How here cool in Madison Scouts. Yeah, first African-American, first drum major. So there's a little history there, too.
Wow, that's really incredible. Now, I know that, you know, early on you had met Clyde Stubblefield, and he had kind of a role in your drumming upbringing, if you will.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Clyde.
Give the drummer some.
I met Clyde at Club de Wash when I was 16 years old, when I would, you know, secretly sneak into the Club de Wash, Paul Black's Blue Monday blues jam. With those guys and Bruce Koenig and Joel Patterson and a lot of people that you know were pretty high on the food chain of blues back in those days, or now, especially now. But he saw me play and latched onto me and just was just saying, you know, basically just encouraged me. He was, you know, I was really technically really good at that age, and so he just really kind of over the years encouraged me to keep being who I was and to just like keep trying to have my own identity, because we get compared a lot, but we were really not the same people. We were different drummers, but because of my association, I got compared to him a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
But he was just very encouraging. And then, you know, obviously later in life, we became really good friends and you know, play cards on Sundays and did things, you know, on Father's Day, Kelly and I would take him to Red Lobster, and, you know, like we were like family, and he was more like a big brother than anything to me. But I watched and observed, and you know, I cop a lot of his stuff, and you know, nobody's going to cop the feel 100%, but I really, you know, was exposed to it so much. It's like part of who I am. And it's really kind of still part of who I am, but when I teach kids, I try to teach them, you know, the legacy of Clyde, his beats, and tell stories to them about, you know, our relationship and get them really drawn in and connected to Clyde.
You have to be really happy and proud of Trevor doing what he's doing to honor Clyde's legacy here in Madison, too, with the documentary and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Trevor has been, you know, just diligent, and, you know, his research on Clyde has been outstanding and very in-depth.
Yes.
And the movie's going to be great. And that's another interview.
Yeah. Yeah. We can spend hours talking about it. We could
definitely talk about that for a while.
Joey B. Banks here on Maxine Caridio on Civic Media. Joey, tell us about the Black Star Drumline, how it started, and where is it at right now?
Well, we started in 2008, and a friend of mine who just recently passed, Andy Davis, came to me with a donation of a battery of drums that was donated to him from Jackson State University, an HBCU. Mm-hmm. And they had this program at the Boys and Girls Club at the time called the Drum Program, which was defunct, and it just didn't go. So I kind of picked it up. Diversity, respect, and unity through music was the concept. And it started there. And fast forward to today, we're at my arts fifth. This is actually the eighth is our birthday, our 16th birthday.
Wow.
And it's the first day of the academy. So now kids can come in, and we have a core group of kids that exist, but now we have kids that want to try to join the drumline. So we kind of do like a 12-week intensive technique building. And then, you know, putting kids in sections and finding drums for them. And then after that 12 weeks, we start getting into material and start getting ready for the summer for performances. But it's been a very interesting road the last 16 years from the Boys and Girls Club to where we are now. There was a time where we were just kind of floating around to different places. But the kids do about 20 to 30 events a year. And, you know, right now we're looking for new kids to come join the group. We Nico can come back. Your son can come back. Rocker's son. Yes.
He played with Black Star Drumline. That's correct. Well, Black Star Academy, which mm-hmm. you were just talking about, it's once a week mm-hmm. from January 9th through March 26th and takes mm-hmm. place at the Madison Youth Arts Center mm-hmm. on East Mifflin Street here in Madison. Tell us about the academy, its mission and purpose then, you know, like.
So it actually starts at 8th. The 9th is a typo, unfortunately.
Oh, whoops.
it's a program that introduces kids to marching arts. So we really just give them an introduction through learning technique and learning material. But it's really, you know, these kids eventually will have a pathway to the Madison Scouts, which obviously is very close to my heart, being an alumni. But it's really a training ground for kids to discover marching arts, percussion in general, develop technique, and just learn how to love how to drum. I mean, it's really more about teaching kids how to love to play the drums, because then we can get them to practice, then we can get them to rehearse and do things that they need to do to improve.
Herding cats. The Academy program's focus is to create a diverse, equal, and inclusive environment. Briefly comment on that.
Well, the drumline is extremely diverse. You know, every type of person or kid you could think of is in the group. We have kids with autism in the group. We have kids LGBTQ community in the group. We have Asian kids, Black kids, Mexican kids, Indian kids. It's just a really diverse environment, and I really stress that diversity. Because that's part of the drum program that started it was the first word is diversity and respect. And it's really about respecting other people's diversity and unity, being together. All of us are one group as a drum line, but as an earth, as a community. And then the music. But I've changed the music to mastery because it's really these kids are mastering how to play drums. So,
wow.
Yeah. That's it.
It's a great story. Congratulations on the success. Hope there's more on the way for you, Joey.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Really appreciate your time. If people wanted to get a hold of you, get their kids involved in Black Star Drumline, how do we do that?
We have a website. It's www.blackstardrumline.com. You can register. There's a registration link right on there. It takes you right to a registration page where you can sign your kid up. We have three sessions. This first academy session is 12 weeks. We have a spring session, training session, and then we have the summer summer performance session. You can. They're all separate sessions. You can join at any of those periods of time.
That's awesome, Joey. You're awesome. Thank you for your time. Good to see you tonight. Have a good show tonight. Over where are you playing, real quick?
I'm at the Majestic tonight with Rare Element. We're headlining the Wisconsin Funk Fest tonight.
Nice. I want to make Andy Ewing happy right now. I want to play some old Honor Among Thieves.
Oh yes,
love the song. It's Buggy Whip on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
Like I want a train wreck, tantamount to pyramid, or maybe a recliner. I'm useful as a buggy wheel. I'm good as any buggy wheel. I'm useful as a buggy wheel for you. You are too. Holding howdy pants, you better just forget her. I'm useful as a buggy wheel. I'm good as any buggy wheel. I'm useful as a buggy wheel for you. And rigamortis, fool's cap, bungee falling all the way to real estate in China. Silicone rat bait, like I want a train wreck. Tantamount to pyramid, and maybe you're a recliner. 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 I'm useful as a buggy whip. I'm good as any buggy whip. I'm useful as a buggy whip, and you.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, you got me pretty, baby, yeah.
knows it gets along. She brought it up from Arkansas. She doesn't think how the devil believes, but the damnest thing he ever saw. She likes a boogie wheel in tow when the lights are low. That's a boogie wheel slow when the lights are low. There's a devil boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing you ever know. To boogie real slow when the lights are low. To boogie real slow when the lights are low. She does the devil boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing she knows.
Flipowitz on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, Honor Among Thieves. Thanks so much to Joey B. Banks for coming in tonight. Still to come tonight on the show, we're gonna disturb Sam Lyons while he's doing a live show. We're gonna get him on the air just after 7 o'clock. Plus something to do. They're gonna be in studio next hour. They had a brand new album out. I previewed a bunch of the songs today. And of course, it's something to do. They're one of my favorite bands in Madison. Can't wait to share that with you and see the band when they come in and talk about the new album. If you were listening, I think it was last week or the week before when James Earl Tate was on the show, Rocker, that podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. His show with the Tate and the 00A Blues Band is Thursday, January 12th. That's at the Red Rooster here in Madison. James has been around forever. ever. And he is so good on the guitar rocker.
Jimmy, you know, I shared the link of our podcast with the Madison Blues Society, and they were just like, oh my gosh, they forwarded it to their entire membership because they said James Earl Tate is one of their favorite Madison blues musicians.
Let's hear it right now.
Lady in the casino, she lost all her money. She said, don't worry about me, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what you can do for me. Loan me $2. Till next time I see you. Last $2. Some of that down. Said I wouldn't be over here if my man would treat me right. You see, I've been trying to catch him. He's been sneaking around every night. So I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene.
To local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.